ahead and get a seat. You know that Rob and I teach the Bible certainly doesn't make us the smartest person in the room, as evidenced by someone coming up to me and saying, if you will fold the top of that, there's a little crease there, and then you just peel it off. Like, I've been working on this now for about 20 minutes. I bite my nails. I have no nail to get in there, so there you have it.
Rob, I had no idea.
I had no idea. Okay. Let me run through. Y'all, I want to give you a really quick snapshot, you know, of history of Fellowship. This is certainly an abbreviated version, and the thought occurred to me as I stood next to Matt and Gigi McMurray down here that, you know, I moved here in October of 1996. It'll be 30 years coming up this October, and Matt McMurray, who I didn't know, showed up at my house in Fieldstone Farms to unpack my truck with me. And this is how things begin, an act of service, you know, to someone he didn't know and who's still here, which makes me extremely grateful. It started around a Bible study at our home in Fieldstone Farms. Lisa and I, there were seven couples. Again, McMurray's a part of that, and some maybe in the room that were part of that. And it was rooted in Ephesians, equipping the saints for the work of ministry, the vision of Fellowship, planted in Fellowship Bible Church in Little Rock. We ended up having a core group that met at the People's Church. How many are familiar with the People's Church? It's not Church of the City, but it was the People's Church. So I got a picture up here of us in the People's Church. This is a discovery class in the People's Church. Is anybody in the room, would you say you were ever in that room at the People's Church? I know Matt and Gigi. Anybody else in that room at the People's Church? Yeah, back here. Yeah, so had been in there. So we met through there it was 18 months or just about, no, it was a summer. And then we moved to Franklin High School. So at Franklin High School, we go in there and we have our first public worship service. This is 98. And this is our Christmas service, okay? This is in the cafeteria. Do you see those little black boxes? I've told this story before. That's the speakers out of Sean's car that he would take out and sit on a stick. Remember that? And so this is at, you know, our Christmas service then. We then got some equipment, and J. Mac Brown drove his truck to Franklin High School for 5.5 years to set up in those classrooms, and some of us were in that. How many of you ever worshipped at Franklin High School? Raise your hand. Okay, you can look around and see. We're in those Franklin High School days. Then God, in his great kindness, of course, we landed here. We didn't know where we would land, but we landed here on this property. Here's an aerial view for some of you of what this place looked like. You can see the footprint of the worship center, and the long gray part is, you know, of course, our learning center. So this is winter back in 2002, because we got in here in 2003. I've got an original rendering of this property. This is, you know, when they just do the original drawings. I've shown this to you before. Notice that we have an existing lake. That, it's not a lake, right? It's a pond. But, you know, we're raising money to exactly build something for $12 million. We're going to call it a lake. And do you see in the center, many of you have seen this, the entry pavilion, okay? Y'all, this is 25 years ago on the plans, and Joe Blair searched the archives, and I've got, this is like a 6-second clip, okay, of Bill Wellens, who orchestrated us coming on this campus and the Franklin campus and these buildings here. Bill's been an amazing gift to us. And here's a young Bill Wellens, and this would be in probably somewhere in the spring of 2000, okay, in front of a group where we're doing a campaign to raise the funds. But listen to his words, or watch, you can watch it.
This plan shows an entry pavilion that will actually be built at a later phase.
So in our terminology, later equals 25 years. May it not be so. You know, it's Franklin campus, right? And then let's just jump ahead and note, in June of 2025, here's a picture of a group of us out of this first service, because we had it in the first service and had other people join us. This is what, y'all, this is just over a year ago, we stood out there and broke ground. And you'll remember at the end, we shot off our poppers, kind of got out of order on that, as I recall. Remember that? Someone went early. but we celebrate it in that moment. And that's, y'all, that's a long stream of God's faithfulness. I could go to some real lows in there, like your life and mine, but then there's those highs. But what's remained is God's faithfulness through
yes.
it all.
And in God's timing, all of it in God's timing. One of the things that we've been saying over the last few years as we've been talking about this building rising from the earth, is we've been saying we believe that this space is going to change us as a church. And you might be thinking, well, how what does that mean? How would a physical building change us as a church? And so I just sat down and I wrote a few things out. I just want to read this to you to help you catch a vision and a glimpse for what's going to be happening in this space over here. On Sunday mornings, people who never would have met otherwise are going to run into each other. Conversations will become friendships. Friendships will become a church family. This space, I believe, will slow us down. Mm-hmm. Instead of rushing to the parking lot, we'll linger, we'll listen, we'll pray, we'll carry one another's burdens. Mm. Throughout the week, this building will be filled with people opening God's word together. Y'all know we have 3 classrooms that we've built into this space as well. Classrooms will become places where people are equipped, questions are welcomed, and disciples are formed. This space will become a place where generations grow together. Children, students, and adults will discover that church isn't just something we attend. It's a people we belong to. Mm. And countless stories of life change will begin in conversations that happen in this new space. Mm. Years from now, we'll look back and realize this wasn't just a building being dedicated this morning. It was a place where God deepened our love for him and for one another. And those are just a few of the ways that we believe that this space is going to change us. Yeah. Now, as we've been talking about this, we have been referring it to it as the connection space. You know, on that board, it was the entry pavilion. We thought, that's a lame name. You know,
No offense.
Bill Wellens, you're out there somewhere, and this, it's not. But what we thought about was we said, let's come up with a name that will really capture what we believe is the heart of this space. So Lloyd,
yeah.
Tell us a little
so
bit
go
about
back,
that.
Going back, I mentioned at the kernel of Fellowship Bible Church is Ephesians 4, equipping the saints for the work of service. It's what you just said, that we don't do the ministry. Our role is to equip you to do the ministry where you live, work, and play. That's the heart of it. And it's got that educational training component in it. So from the very beginning, just note that we've called this even what? It's not the building. It's the campus, and we use that terminology. We refer to the space out in between these two buildings as the quad. It was super intentional. In fact, we went to Earl Swenson Associates 25 years ago. They had just completed the Brentwood Library. They had completed BGA. They majored in educational space. And so our heart was, how do we blend a worship space with an educational space so that we maintain that tension that, yes, we want the architecture to worship in the sense, and we worship in this place, but we're here for the work of ministry and to be trained. And so as we worked that through, we talked it through and we said, let's just double down on that such that we have our learning center, we have our worship center, but that piece of that building on many college campuses, not all, but many, that holds the space where there's room for everyone, people gather, there's training, there's classes, there's everything that goes on. It's called the Commons. And so this is the Commons. And so when we dismiss in a moment, I'll be saying, I'm going to dismiss you to the Commons. I want some of you in the Commons lobby, some of you on the Commons porch. You know, you're going to go in the Commons classrooms. So that's where that name comes from, and it matters to us.
And I want to show you something else about this name and one of the reasons why we picked it, and it's in Scripture in the book of Acts. I want you to see this. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. We're just going to spend a few minutes on this. We're going to look at 3 verses near the end of Acts chapter 2, but let me just give you a bit of context. This was on the day of Pentecost, which was the day the Holy Spirit came in and indwelled the followers of Jesus. And then they went out, you all, and they started doing a miracle. They were speaking in languages that they had not ever learned. And people from all around the region who spoke those languages were hearing the gospel in their own language. And because of that miracle, it says near the end of chapter 2, it says 3,000 people were baptized on that day. And they started gathering together. And y'all, this was the birth of the church. And so then we're going to pick it up. It's on the screen as well, but I want you to read along in your Bible if you have it available, starting in verse 42. It says, they being the first Christians, the first church, the first followers of Jesus, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And I want us all together in unison to read this last verse, verse 44, together. Read this out loud with me. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. Now, that word common in the Greek is the word koinos. What's interesting about that word is it's the root word that forms the word koinonia, which is fellowship. Start seeing some pretty cool connections here to our church. Now, the word fellowship, the Greek koinonia, is listed right here. Joe, go ahead and go to the next slide. I want us to just think about this briefly for a minute. There are four things that this church was dedicated to, devoted to, according to the ESV translation. The first thing was the apostles' teaching. Now, Lloyd and I are not apostles. There are no more apostles. These were the original ones that God called and sent, the disciples, and then later Paul. But what these apostles were teaching is now right here. We have the apostles' teaching, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's called the New Testament. And we have the Old Testament as well, inspired by God's Spirit. So we are devoting ourselves, and have been for about 30 years now, to God's teaching through the apostles and through the Old and New Testaments. We've been doing that. We're going to continue to do that in this room and in that space, in these new classrooms. The second thing that's mentioned is the koinonia, the fellowship. That means to have things in common. It means a sharing of lives. It means a sharing of learning. It means a sharing of heartache and burdens. It's to be together. It's to become a community of people. That's what we've always called to be. And we're going to be living into that now in a new way. The breaking of bread was almost certainly a reference to the Lord's Supper. Some of you picked up on this, starting a few years ago, we started taking the Lord's Supper every week in our worship service. And one of the reasons we want to do that is it's one of the four things that God's people have always been devoted to. It also helps us put Jesus Christ at the very center of every single one of our worship services. There's also the breaking of bread in the more, you know, colloquial sense of eating food together. That was a part of how they celebrated the Lord's Supper. There's nothing that kind of brings people together than eating food together. We're going to be doing a lot of that in that new space as well. And then finally, the prayers. This would have been both a part of their worship services that they established on Sundays, which of course was a big change from the previous time Hebrew people would devote to that. It was on Saturday. Now, because of the resurrection, it was Sundays. And they had a series of prayers that they would pray, both in community and individual, and even throughout the day. They were a people of prayer. So what kinds of things are going to be happening in the new space? Those four things. And that's going to be what we're going to be continuing to do in here as well, which is why there's a connection between these spaces and this whole campus. We want to resonate with these four things: the teaching of God's word, the koinonia, the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and the prayers. You all, buildings don't change churches. The Holy Spirit changes churches, but the Spirit uses spaces where people gather, and he always has throughout time. And that's what we're praying, that this space is going to become a space like that, what the people experienced in the early church. So what we're going to do, and Lloyd's about to explain this, but what we're going to do with the rest of our service, we're not ending the service right now, we're going to continue the service, is y'all, we're going to be living out those four things. We're going to be embodying those four things together in this new space.
And I just want to reiterate, because I know that if you're a guest, I pray you would join us in this part of the service, that you wouldn't slip out, and even members, that you wouldn't slip out. We have a lot of conversations about our liturgy. There's reasons behind how we start services, end services, what are in those services. And the liturgy itself, you all, shapes us. And so what we're getting ready to do is not just we're celebrating, we're dedicating. It's part of our liturgy today to do something in space we've never been in. And God's going to use that. Now, the first thing I want to draw your attention to are these dastardly name tags that are hard to open up and get on you.
What did you call them?
Dastardly. Did I say a bad word right there?
No, I think you're good.
Oh, yeah, I can see where that could have been, these name tags. But here's what we want. We want those on you because I don't remember names. You don't remember names. And so one of the things related to fellowship is while you're in this space, in the lobby, on the porch, classrooms, wherever, that you would meet some people. I know this is hard, but at least one, if not four or five, that don't sit near you because you can look on there and go, oh, you sit right by me. No, go meet some people that are away from you and introduce yourself and just say a word of welcome. My goodness, I'll save that. We need to see each other in the face and welcome one another. And there are people in this room that have been at just this church a while that don't feel like anyone knows them in the room right now. And let's begin to address that together. So that's the name tag. And then, break into the bread. We're going to break the donuts over there with each other. Coffee, donuts. Get a little something to eat, even if you're not going to eat it. Be like you're at a party and you're holding a drink in your hand at least, a coffee or something. You'll feel warmer.
This is going downhill.
No, you'll feel more comfortable. What? I just Coke.
Okay.
what do you think I'm promoting?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anymore.
The other thing is, all right, look at this board. Joe replicated the board. Joe put that back up. The original architectural design. Joe has put this on a larger mat with big outlines around it, and we want everyone to sign it, just your name. And it is in the Commons large classroom. You'll see it when you go in. It'll be the first classroom
on the left.
Yeah, so pick up a pen and sign that from back in 99. And then if you haven't picked up your elements for the Lord's table, get those as you leave, okay? Most people come in and get them, but if you don't have them, because we're gonna take the table in there. So here's what we're doing. I'm dismissing you at 9:35. At 10 o'clock, Rob and I are going to be going, everybody gather back in. In is either in the Commons lobby. In is also the porch. We can't all probably get in the lobby, so in is in both places. That's how we're going to end our service. So when you hear us calling you,
you'll be able to hear because we got speakers inside and outside. So you can be on the porch, even in the lawn, spill out over there. It's a nice day today, actually, or inside the Commons.
Yes. So let's all stand, okay? And with that, Rob and I are dismissing you to the Commons.